Continuing the Mishnah, the next thing Rabbi has to teach us is Hevizor the mitzvah kala to mitzvah chamura. We have to be careful with the mitzvah kala, equivalently to the way we're careful with the mitzvah chamura. Why? She had to yudei and not inspire the mitzvahs. It's practically not one word here. It's very easy to understand. And in simple chat, there's even a steer that would seem, a seemingly steer that we have in, intrinsically. First question that needs to be clarified, and there may even be a bit of a question, unfortunately, with this, is there such a thing as a mitzvah kala and a mitzvah chamura? And if there is a difference between mitzvah kala and mitzvah chamura, like the Mishnah seems to say, then if they're not equal, then how does the explanation explain the problem? If there is, if a mitzvah kala is kala, then a mitzvah chamura is chamura, we'll forget about how to identify names and give out which mitzvah kala is which is chamura. Just in theory right now, assuming that there is such thing as a mitzvah kala as mitzvah chamura, so how does the continuation, shenat ha'idei matan spanishal mitzvahs, explain away the difference? There is a difference. So the kala has to be watched like a mitzvah kala. But a chamura, since it's chamura, should be watched with the greatest stringency. This is a major difficulty, besides the difficulty of having speaking, but the difficulty with the Mishnah is that we have to understand is the Mishnah trying to say she had to eat the amount of Scottish on mitzvahs, and therefore mitzvah kalas and mitzvah chamuras are just, would appear to us mitzvah kalas and mitzvah chamuras, really they're not. Or is they really in fact mitzvah kalas and mitzvah chamuras? If that's the case, then any of the amount of Scottish on mitzvahs, but I would assume that the five mitzvahs on the mitzvah kala is kala, and the five mitzvahs on the mitzvah chamuras is chamura. Just like by the Averis. In the Averis we have Averis that you get Makis for, and you have Averis that you get Nisa for, and you have Averis that you have Anishramami for. There's a whole hierarchy. And you wouldn't have an equivalent statement over there. Avada, a person has to be Zohar in a mitzvah, in a Aloysa Sechamura, with a greater Sechamura, then you have to be Zohar on the mitzvah, on the Aloysa Sechamura. Or, are we incorrect there too? Does this apply itself to Mrs. Lisa says also, even though there we have a Mefurish definition, that there are levels of mitzvahs. That's for starters. So there's really a great confusion on this subject. And the more proportion you learn, the more confused you get. What? Like usual. That's not always the case, sometimes not. But in this case, it's really very, very difficult to clarify this issue. But we're going to make an attempt, just because that's this issue, so we're going to try to clarify what we can. Even though I must admit, you know, unsatisfied that the total clarity of the issue is not the way Jewish people will do as much as argue the new Magas, we have to go as best we can. It's not finished, that's not our responsibility. We do our best we can, and that's it. We'll start with Rashi. Rashi is usually the place to start. And Rashi, and in the cause of all that Rashi brings, all the training, we have the problem very, very nicely clarified. Rashi says as follows: Shein einat ha'yodei matan scharim shal mitzvahs, v'shema noisen lecha schar al hakala kumo al hachamur. Maybe you're going to get schar for the kala, just like the chamur. Shein mitnei kach v'niskala scharim shal mitzvahs. What?
Simple.
And he's not finished. Then he continues. The Moshe L'mad Avadim, all the Shein brings is Chazal. Chazal is in, also brings it, it's in the Psik Derava. Therefore, you know. You seek the Rabbah, says the following the Moshul. And it goes on our Mishnah. They bring in a reference to our Mishnah. Well, itself explained in the Mishnah, the following the Moshul. The following Moshul that Rashi brings in one breath, because there is a period in the middle, but that's all. And one breath, the, here he just told us that it seems it could be getting more smart for a cow than you have. And then continues with the following Chazal. Marshal the mind of the dream. And El Shaman Armonov, Tlu Bisharchem Kakakach. You're going to get a certain amount of schar for the whole job. There's a big amount of schar for the whole job. And what you have to do is you have to go into the paradise and fix it up. Hoshu, Tiknu Boy, and plant all the trees and they give you a chance. He needs all kinds of different types of trees. There are trees that are called long stables. There are trees that are called royas, relatively. And if they would have told him, and he would tell him exactly that these are the ones that you get more scar for, these ones you get less scar for. So the pashas of the moshav is the opposite of what Rashi says. Pashas the moshav says like this. Really, there are kalas and chamuras, and kalas have shachaska, and chamuras have chomaska. However, we're not telling you a secret. Why? Because if I tell you, so you're going to go after the companies, and you're not going to pay attention to the cows, and therefore the job won't be done properly. So, therefore, it's a secret. I'm not telling you the matter of Hashem.
What does Rashi say in the beginning?
In the beginning, Rashi says, Hashem and Nisla Yiskala Kala Kamala Kamor. That
meaning that you don't know.
Because maybe you get as much schar in the kala as you get for the chamur. And here the Mishnah is saying that there are, in fact, there are mitzvahs that you get less schar, there are mitzvahs that you get more schar. Okay.
So
it would seem two different things. The two different points that are gravitating around each other over here seem to be totally different points. Rashi's point, it would seem, is that you don't know. It could be, in fact, opposite of what you think. Could be that what you think is going to get less star is actually going to get more star.
Right. But Rashi also says, in his language, he infers that there is a difference between mitzvah kala and a mitzvah chamura.
So one second. If there is a difference in kala and chamura, so then it would be to assume that mitzvah kala gets less kala, mitzvah chamura gets more kala. So if you, I know already, that's assuming the language of the mission. Having mitzvah and mitzvah is kala ki chamura. That means I know that this mitzvah is a kala. How I know that is another question. But I know that mitzvah A is called kala, and there are even gemaras that speak about different mitzvahs and kalas and chamuras. Right? So it means we can identify. We have a way.
Right.
How the rules go around is a different subject. But right now, listen, we can call this mitzvah kala, and mitzvah and chamur. And the marshal of the chazal seems to say opposite. That really, in fact, there are taka trees that you get more schar, and trees that you get less schar. But we're not telling you. Because if we tell you, you'll know, and then you go after it. But here, Rashi seems to say is that you don't know which is the big ones, which are the little ones. Because it could be the one that you think is the little ones, really, you get more schar.
No, Rashi says that there are, from what I understand, Rashi is saying that there are mitzvahs kalas and mitzvahs chamuras, which means you can identify.
You could identify, yes.
But Rashi then says, but what you cannot identify is the schar that is given to you for any of those mitzvahs. So if you think that you can if we infer that you can identify between kalas and chamuras, you shouldn't make the assumption that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is also defining it by in his giving of schar by kalas and chamuras.
This is where we're heading. So the chesron, okay, what you have to come to, so I'm trying to get to with some, I mean, there are unfortunately against this, and it's against Chosi Yaidis is very aggravated by this. It was too, I can't find to explain that like this. Well, what I was trying to do is show that with Rashi there will be no choice. Rashi is one way of approaching. Right? The only way that you can make the beginning of Rashi and the end of Rashi add up is saying that what Rashi is telling us is that you think that the simple formula goes like this. You, true, you can identify that kalas are kalas and chamuras are chamuras. And true, not all mitzvahs have the same schar. Therefore, you came to the conclusion, okay, that kalas have less schar and chamuras have more schar. It's a very logical conclusion to come to. And now the Mishnah is saying, "Ain ata yodea ma'am schar and shal mitzvahs," meaning that it may not be that way. It may not be that way. It may be, in fact, that a mitzvah kala, which you didn't make a mistake. It's not that because it really is chol. No, it's chol. But it will get schar like a chol.
Like you're not in your question, you see that the kavas of a god was when he's involved in small things. That's the kavas. The small things in the person does, those are the big things.
We hear the problem? The problem is clear. So even if we add up Rashi this way, so we're not finished. Okay. We're at the beginning. Now we have a big problem. In other words, according to the way we're running Trat and Hashim, and the Trat and Mishnah is teaching us that true kalos are kalos and chamuras are chamuras, and true, that all mitzvahs get the same schar. Some mitzvahs get less schar, some mitzvahs get more schar. And it's a secret. Before you know it's a secret. We're not telling you. You think that kalos get less schar and chamuras get more schar? Ain't I tell you that. That assumption that you made is not to be assumed. Says exactly what the Mishnah is teaching. So what needs to be explained is, so where do we go wrong? Very logical. It works as it is. What happened with Mishnah?
A equals VP. See, I made as we go.
See. Where do we go wrong? I mean, the Mishnah is saying that your logic is good, but your conclusion is wrong. So what needs to be explained is then, where in fact did we go wrong? What was the mistake? There is a further difficulty in the
there are other variables in between besides the clear cut. What is a mitzvah? Okay, let's see if we can define what is a mitzvah. We can define, let's assume that we can even define what is a mitzvah kala and what is a mitzvah chamura. But there's still the variables involved that don't fit into the formula. And they have to fit into the formula in order for it to work. So maybe those are the variables that we haven't put in yet. And therefore, if we stop right then and there, we come to this arid conclusion. But had we had all the variables, which we possibly can't have, only the Baruch Hashem could have that, and we find out that our conclusion, we went down the right track, but we didn't have all of the, we couldn't continue to the end because, the end that we got to was wrong because we didn't have all the variables. For example, mitzvah kala and mitzvah chamura, and the schar and the zonish. The person that's doing the mitzvah is a variable. I mean, if he is, like Rachel said, if he is on a higher level than the other person, so his mitzvah kala could be the other one's mitzvah.
We're talking the same person. We're talking between the same person.
No, but I'm saying, but even if you have
the same mitzvah kala, it means that we think that way. Me, the person who's going to do it, I would think that I shouldn't be zohar with mitzvah kala, so like chamur. The chamur, I should get very zohar for, and a kala less so. because indeed their values are accountable. Right? Let me just talk about that. And we'll throw it out anyway, so we got this problem. There's another problem. This Mishnah seems to go against all of our basic learning in terms of mitzvahs. Right? That the cheshbon, she'enata yedeh ma'an sarash mitzvahs, sounds to tell us that the reason why I should be zohar the mitzvah kala, why I shouldn't be zohar the mitzvah kala, is because my cheshbon of skar was correct or incorrect. The reason why you should be zohar the mitzvah kala is chamura, because they're both tzivui ha-melech. The melech is the same melech, and the tzivui has the same power of tzivui, even if the job, when the melech tells you to bring him a napkin, or the melech tells you to go fight a war, as far as the job, there's a difference. As far as the mitzvah, but that the whole Mishnah should say, in other words, that if we were right in Schar, then we'd be right. You're wrong in Schar. That's not the determinant of Bechlal. The reason why in Zohar and Mitzvah's colors are not Zohar's is because ain't any Yodeh Man Schar Shem Mitzvah. And if I did Yodeh Man Schar Shem Mitzvah, that would, then I would be correct to be Zohar and Mitzvah's colors. The only value and importance is the level of Schar. And the biggest problem that I have pointed out is that, so why Takana? If this is indeed a Kala, this is indeed a Chamura, then how is it possible that a Kala, it's not Midi Kanei Gemidu, the Baruch Shem always does Midi Kanei Gemidu. Here you say that the Baruch Shem, by Stam Rotzer, that's not connected with any system, gives out Sfar Matnes Chino. You did a Matnes Kala, you get a little Mloya. You did a Mitzvah Chamura, you get a little bit Sfar. Healthy. That's also against the rules. It's against the rules. So if the logic is that this is a mitzvah, and we didn't make a mistake, it is a mitzvah kala, and the other one is a mitzvah chamura, we didn't make a mistake, then how could it be that we're still left unknown? We don't know. You don't know. You don't know which of the good trees is the bad trees. You know whether the melech likes plums or apples. Further in the moshav, it's mashma, the fact there are differences. And the reason why you shouldn't just go after the chamuras, really the chamuras are worth more. And really, for example, is that he wants an apple orchard. And the main thing in an apple orchard is apples. But in a complete the picture of an apple orchard, you have to have some grass going down the middle, and some around the fences you have to put in some fir trees or something. And there's some nice bushes that need to be put in there. And maybe, mostly apples, but it's nice to have some peaches too. You need some other trees also. So it seems to be a whole different point. That's the point that the reason is that in the total picture, if I would know the truth, you would go after what's really most important. Mm. And so it's talking about most important in real terms. Why not go after them? Because then only those will be done, and those will be undone, and now everything's going to be done. Because again, seems to be going off in a different direction.
And because, in order to get to the apple tree, you've got to do the other preliminaries. And had you known that the apple tree is the Ika, so like you just said, you'd eliminate all the others, go straight to the apple tree.
It goes
straight to the apple tree, and we don't realize the significance of those colors. We don't, just like that gardener doesn't realize the significance of that fence. He'll look at it and say, what's the toilet of a fence? What's the toilet of the grass by itself? Doesn't make sense. Why do you need grass? Just plain grass. Why do you need a fence around? Just plain fence. Why do you need those other trees? What's the world? If you would have told me that you'd wanted me just to put an apple tree, so why didn't I start with that from the beginning? That's why you're the gardener and he's the mouse. So we gotta... So that's what it's saying is, Havizah, because the To'elis, the preliminary to work our way up to get to the apple tree, to get to the, that mitzvah, to get to the conclusion, has to take us through those steps. We can't possibly know how important.
Okay, there are a lot of terutzim in the Mefarshim, a lot of approaches to the Mishnah, that each one of them gives a certain amount of clarity and gives a certain amount of area that left unclear. But I'm attempting, and I thought that I said before that I don't consider it a full success. I consider that I don't feel totally satisfied that we've gotten to the bottom of the understanding of this subject. This is from the deep sugyas of Schar Va'inish and the relationship of Schar Va'inish to the seeds of mitzvahs. But we're going to try to make some bit of an approach that will give us some bit of clarity at Ifashiyadina Makas. There are many drachim over here. They all seem to be leading to some general medina. Right? Some going around this way, some going around that way. Our attempt is trying to find some identification of that medina that all the different drachim are heading towards, and to get some conception of the basic yisoy that Rabbi's teaching us here. It will go for the klal instead of the prat. It will go to the, try to get the heart of the sugya out. And even if we can't pull in all the details, but we'll do the best that we can. The morale can always be relied on in difficult situations, usually to make things more difficult. However, in the rare case that we have some understanding of what he says, we sometimes get to really clarify first the issues. So he goes with Rashi that the bottom line is of Divrei Rabbi Shizor Lasis Mitzakala Kamim Sukumura, Shall Yuim Mani Mishtal Zor Mitzakala Shein the Koka Ska Mishtal Lasis Sukumura, Alzer Amash Leinia Ska Enagaka, Ki Epshashi Skala Mitzakala Kamoyokum. Just like Rashi in the Maskana Lamais. What's the mice is the bottom line. The bottom line is that a kala can have as much scar as a kumur. But he takes this a little bit further and he has a very detailed discussion over here, goes back and forth, one of the dealing with the problems. But we'll just go to the end where he gives us a yisoid, which, if we'll try to get some understanding, should change our understanding, or raise our understanding of the sugi of schar in general. In our normal understandings of Musabim of Schar, then we were correct in our simple assumption that the Mishnah's coming tell us not to make, that a Mitzvah Kala should get less Schar and a Mitzvah Chamor should get more Schar. This Mishnah's coming, it's a general idea that we're trying to get to. The Mishnah's coming to tell us that the rule of understanding, basically say that what Schar Va'inish is all about, it's quite different than what we learned in kindergarten. There are times when we have to try to raise our level of understanding a bit higher. So Rebbe is trying to point out to us, V'efshir, shal akala Schar Kamei Chamura al Yuisim Yachavura. V'tama dover hazeh. Ki Schar HaMitzvahs, shal Yidei HaMitzvahs, Dveikus Ha'odun Bo Yisbach. וכפי הדבקס שיש לאודם בו יסבוך, ואפשר שהדבקס בו יסבוך וקלו יש ממנו חמור. כי זה לא תאי וקל לחיים של המצווה שהוא על האודם. Right, this is the first line that the Maral gives us. Number one is he says that Schar Mitzvahs is dependent on the Dveikus HaOdem Bo Yisbach. And the level of schar is defined by the level of the vagus that the person has with the Rebbeinu as a product of his mitzvah. And it's possible that the vagus, Yisbach, from the Chakala, will be more than Chalim. Because the definition of the relationship that a person has to the Bnei Yisrael, the Dveikus that is a result of the mitzvah, is not dependent on the Kal and the Chum of things. This is a classical morale that he takes tremendous yisnidus, wraps them up in the shortest of words. And if you don't have any inkling of the yisnidus before you got to these words, chances are standing from here on so great. That's it, at least not in my little capabilities. Since I was fortunate to have a Rebbeim that have taught me this yisnidus over the years, and I come now to this morale, I have the audacity to say that it's possible that this idea that I was taught is what the morale is referring to. We have to backtrack a bit in order to have the understanding of what the morale, what happened over here, and maybe just to confuse us completely, well, we had another line for us. That was one liner, we had another one liner. You were the Diak in the Mishnah. Oh no, Nashama Matan Schorn. Below your machine at the idea of Schorn, she says. You don't know Schorn. Next to you, Matan Schorn. What's the point there? He will loimer, Lomay at the idea of Schorn, she says. Why talk it though? No. We knew Kali, we knew Chamura. So we should be able to, without knowing the details, we should know that the Kali is Kali, Chamura is Chamura. So why don't we know the schar shel mitzvahs? From all there, kizeh yesh lo maton schar. There's maton schar. It's something given. Kol nesina humin anoisin. Hashivu Hashem Yisbach. The efshav adas mahu itzal Hashem Yisbach. Now he says another half, just to complete the formula. So he says in mitzvahs, in schar, schar comes from the bench, no? And it's a tzad anoisin. Maton schar. So that has its definitions, mitzad enoisin. And it has, therefore, definitions that are defined in Bunchlam's terms, and since we can't understand the Bunchlam's terms, we're out of the ballgame. Masha'in came by Averis. Why isn't Averis? Was it not this way? Averis, everything was clarified, and we know bigger ancient and less ancient. Ava oinishu mitzad Avera. Lui mitzad enoisin. But those are efshal adas. Ratzka mitzah in adas. Ra doesn't come from the Banish. The Avera, the Einish, that comes from the Mitzah Odom, the Mitzah Avera. Means that the Avera relates directly to the person that has its source and its cherish in the Mitzah Odom solely. And therefore, it is within the realm of understanding and it works according to our terms. I should ink in mitzvahs. Does this work beautifully? You have a problem? It helps you from the beginning. Just for those who came, all of the many who came, if you would like, we'll just quick review. Quick review, what are we holding? We're trying to get an understanding of the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, heavy slower, needs a colleague of the Murushin, after you just find this special answer. We're going with an unfortunate Rashi, the Rishon, that says that it's possible, you know what? It means that you can get as much schar for a kal as for a chum. And it continues saying that it's not a mistake. It's not because the kal is not a kal. But even so, Enata is there. So the question is why Enata would be wrong. If, in fact, there are differences in schar and mitzvahs, and we do know the difference. We did judge this to be a kal properly, and this to be a chol properly. And we do know that there are differences in schar and mitzvahs. So then it would logically come to the conclusion that kal is kal and chol is chol. And we're telling you, no, it doesn't work that way. The question is, why does it work that way? Where do we go wrong? So, do you say to go like this? What is schar? What's it all about? when we were children, and some things maybe change. And Abba wanted us to do something, I don't know. Wanted us to learn that lecture or a certain behavior that needed some modification. And we used proper educational technique. Sahara English. We'll look right now. So I said, if you're good, you're going to get candy. If you do this, you'll get a nickel in your piggy bank. So I used to be in the way because you're called a piggy. You can still get a few hours of English at what I have. No, I don't want to be friendly. The idea in Schar of that goes is that the maisens and the reward that you receive have no. There's two unrelated people. One of them is the doer, and the other one is the one that you do it for. And when the doer does what the one you're doing for wanted, so the one you're doing for gives you candy. So when you're small, you got candies, when you're bigger, you got bigger presents, but the basic form of relationship is the same. And in business, we have the same basic understanding. What's the reason why if I give you two bottles of milk, you give me money? Relationship between money and money. What's the reason that if you work for me all day long, at the end, the money, I paid you. Amazing. 10 different people can do 10 totally different forms of work, and they all get the same amount of money. Same money, same amount of money. There we even have the obvious thing that you can have somebody, usually that way, right? The person who does the cow gets paid more. And the person who gets the whole gets paid less. That's the reason. Right. How do you work with each other? Right. But the basic system of reward, and the same thing with milk, gives out a reward. The reward is totally unrelated to the action done. That's no intrinsic relationship. And the giving of the reward has nothing to do with the relationship between the nicing of the reward and the cup of the reward, except the fact that it's usually very positive to get reward and you feel that it's nothing. But it in itself, it's not a determining relationship, especially when it's an earned reward. For example, when it's not one person's working, it gets paid at the end of the month. It doesn't necessarily establish a close relationship with the boss. It's just a dual working relationship. You got what you want, you got what I want. And then we used to call this the candy system. It's just that they get bigger candies, and the same thing, there are some parents who use it, instead of monetary or candies, you can use forms of color. So the same, you got recognition, which usually is the sign of Star Wars, you put up for a kid, and he gets, puts up this chart, and usually it's this and other things on it too. And then if they clean up in the morning, you get a green star. And if they brush their teeth and go to sleep, one time you get a red star. And if you have enough green stars, and red stars at the end of the month, and the soy sauce,
they don't do the seasons.
They don't do the seasons. All right. So, another form of reward, the basic theory is the thing that the item of reward, although it's something that is desired, these are very kosher systems. You have to know that this is a system that is intrinsically defined for as chinuch of ketanim. We have to remember that we are all ketanim, and there are times that you have to use such systems when you're fighting against your yitzhar. There are many, many times when a person can buy himself 2-3 hours of learning for a piece of cake. right? It's very childish, and so on. It's obviously childish. Right? You walk, by and you see a pizza store. And you like pizza. But, you know, pizza. And then, half a day later, 2 days later, whatever it was, you really have a hard time learning. And if you make a deal with pizza, you say, remember the pizza you're selling? Like pizza. Make it. We'll learn now. 2 hours. After, we'll have this hookie down. Go for the pizza place. It'll work every time. If you're talking to her, so you have to get down to the property. That's why we're sitting on these chairs tonight. You have to get down to the proper level and use the method called by name. That this is proper educational tools. Mom explains it in our offer how you're supposed to come to have children. Rational. So you have to be careful to raise the ante according to the level of understanding of the child. At a young age, give them a check. I had this with my grandpa. I go to hell. I was young. My woman went on vacation and was cut or something like that. So I got a little toy, and my brother got a check. And my brother was extremely upset. Very upset. Because the check was just coming out 4 or 5 times. So then I got, he didn't really see what you can do with it. It just didn't relate. It was over the level. The same thing with coffee, it has to be properly tuned to level and changes from child to child at the stage. But the whole way these things work, and they're very good in there. This is pure of Katmos. This is the Messiah of Katmos. But many of us understand by the Mahapo, which really is the Ishmaelim in Islam, they officially state it that way. The big candy store. They have sweeter candies, bigger candies, longer lasting candies. They come in many colors and shapes, sizes, and really good. And then you don't get muggers. Basically, the other one is a candy store. Covered store, candy store. It's just that the ante is bigger. Very big, the biggest, great. But when the basic is the same system. This is the purpose of this Mishnah. Other places in the law of this Mishnah is also trying to teach us that's not the way it works. That's not what it's all about. So that's the system. Works a bit different. I'll come back. That a week. 60 minutes an hour. After 60 minutes, I'll go on now. And the kids, in short, the idea goes somewhere along the lines, I suppose. Alright, we're basing this on our problem of Hashem. I hope we will have some clarity in the moment. But we'll try to do this weekend. The Bani Shalom, 5,751 years ago, he wants to be Buddha Ha'ilam in order to be Makai and Makai to Yvaiti, to get the opportunity for having a creation that can accept without talking about the creation. That's that good that the Bani Shalom has to give. However, the Rebbe Shem never did anything secondary. Yes, by definition, like something 100% in perfection. 100% in the highest form, in the greatest absolute form of everything is good. that's his master's purpose. For example, he wants to give Toyib, then he has to give Toyib an absolute form. He wants to create a world. But then, since the world is not a tachlis on its own, the tachlis is only in order to come to this world I created in order to come to the tachlis of the Elohim Hasfar. So this world, Adana, was created only to the degree with the limitations of serving the purpose. And that's why this world is not at all complete. Not at all anything near the Gadlus of Shlemus, that the very Shlom, the Shlemus of Adlus could create it. But it's Adana, it's the Dafka made smaller in every form, Echus and Kamus. Only 6,000 years and so on. Yeah, a little world. It's 5,000 miles around. Must be just like a couple of billion people. Very, very limited, very finite. You only live 70 years, have that time to sleep half the time. How much things go wrong, and how long the fragile whole system is. The thing is not exactly relative to the Rabbanan who have the Arabu. I'm talking about relative to the British one. Avada, this is not Shlomo. This is not the destination. This world was not made to be the best nation. This world was made to be the best of what you can do in producing a place that would serve its purpose. And its purpose is to give the opportunity to create Schar. This world was created
purpose to
give the opportunity to get us to the Olam Hasfar. Why do we need a prerequisite? So this is the idea we've discussed many times, I'm just going to mention it, that the Rabbi Shalom's rotten to create the opportunity of the perfection of Sfar, perfection of Toiv, required that Toiv should be earned Toiv, and not given Toiv. So it has to come, Toiv, it comes from man's actions, from man's fear, and therefore to create a world and give that limited amount of time which he decided would be necessary to give man the chance to earn his key finesse of himself. That's what this world was created for. It needed to create this apparent because of this.
You're interchanging Tov and Sfar?
Yeah.
You just know what you said?
That's right. Right? Right. That is the point that I'm trying to get to. So, you actually notice this an explanation is already unique, but it's going to turn out at the end. That there is a direct relationship between the definition and the essence of the word Tov and the word Sfar. There's a third one that has to come into the formula in order for us to have the whole picture, and that's the word Dveikus that the Maharal explained. The formula goes as follows. What is the greatest toy that the place to exist? That toy afterwards is going to be Sfar is product of the idea that this world is based on, that any toy, the version has a certain toy that he wants to be made. Toy X. He wants to be made to finish brewing. Right? Second part of the point is that he wants that toy to be earned toy. And therefore, that toy will be called Sfar. And that's what this world is all about. This world is about giving the opportunity to make that toy not Matuskino, but Sfar, Grimo, Kosan, Toyvin, earned Sfar. So all that Toiv X that the Baishan wants to give has to go through a process called Elam Hazeh, and then it comes out with the final result that it now relates to the definition of Toiv, now can be Sfar. That original Toiv now can be Sfar. But let's go back and see if we can have some understanding of what is that Toiv X. Not its particulars, but its definition in general. What is the definition the toy that the Lakshman gives? So like we said before, the basic rule is that the version of the same second rate. And therefore, obviously the version will be made in the voice of the absolute greatest toy that is possible to make. What is the ultimate toy? The ultimate the ultimate Tayyib is the Nun Shamayim. Anything that is removed from the Nun Shamayim and defined in the finite, minimal terms of a creation is already limited by the tremendous tremendous chasm that there is between Bayu and Nihra. Even a Nibra in the highest form. Absolutely. A Nibra that wants to get its schar in Nibra terms, on that it says in your place in Chazal, in a Kurdish both of the Shabbos schar go there. When a person does mitzvahs in a way that's not proper, for one reason or the other, or it's not fitting to get the real schar, he also gets schar. And that schar can be tremendous schar in terms of Olam Hazeh. It's Olam Hazeh in a certain form. But it's not the real. It's not the real core. Because that's the maximum toyu that you can give is only in terms of a nivra, and only the term of a nivra in his terms. And that would be equivalent to the oinish that he has inside of the face. And that's relative to the real schar, fool's gold. Relative to Olam Hazeh, that's good. But it's relative to the real schar, it's totally, totally on a different level. Different plane, different plane. Totally not the same level. Now, the Rishon LeZion had a problem. That he's not going to settle for second best, giving Nivra's toif. On the other hand, giving Nivra's Boire's toif, that doesn't relate to Nivra, so then we're back to square one. Then you're missing the aspect of Shah. There has to be in the seer. There has no Mitzad the Nivra. Because we can Nivra come to the Boire. Never has to be stamma manaschino of some sort. If that's what you're doing, so then back to square one. Go back to go and not create a world. Create, go directly to the Nahabah and finish. You don't need all of this. So it seems to be catch 22. So the answer to catch 22 is that the Rebellion created that Bari, that Nivra, which is called the Chiluk of Kamal, which has as part of its process, the capability of the Vegas. Capability, a chedek, since it is a chedek of Kamen Mal, it can return to a state of the Vegas, of unification in the form of a level, to the Rabbani Shalom, in which case he can receive, in Bari terms, relative to the level of practice that he is. This is the magic formula that the Maharal is speaking about in his two statements here. That the Bore gives schar in Bore terms. And therefore we have no way of understanding that. Oinish he gives in human terms. But schar he gives in Bore terms. In order to give Bore terms schar to a Nivra as schar and not as a matana, the formulation is Vegas. Because Kal and Choyma can only bring you Nivra Schar. In order to overcome the greatest of all obstacles, the final obstacles, to get into you, to the real Olam Hazeh, to the highest levels of Schar, you have to overcome the chasm between Vegas Schar and Nivra Schar. And that can only be done, that's dependent on the love flow of Vegas. So Kal will give you Matan Schar, Kal in terms of Nivra. And Chomer will give you Matan Schar, Chomer in terms of Nivra. But in what terms of Schar will it give you in terms of Vayri? That's dependent on the aspect. That's dependent on what level of the Vegas this gives you. And that already is a whole discussion. That's already something that its whole definition is inside Bayre, and was never given over to us to know the particulars of how to deal. And therefore the Mishnah is telling us every mitzvah has the soy of the Vegas in it. Ad kedei kach, as you do with the Rambam Shita, that Olam Haba, this is what Adam, this Hagdama that you explain now is the way of saying Kabbalah. But Adam Shita in the Otsa Kodesh Baruch Hu Zachas Yisrael, the people of Chibur and Teru Mitzvahs, Adam asked, you know, if you have so many things, the odds are you're not going to get it perfect. So what's the Rotsa Kodesh Baruch Hu Zachas Yisrael? What's the mile of being here? But the Shita of Rambam is that one mitzvah, in order to get to Olam Haba, you need one mitzvah of Mishlevs. One mitzvah that's done on its highest level. Now, most people are not able to do most of the time mitzvahs Mishlevs. The people of Hebrew mitzvahs. And therefore, every person will somewhere along the line do one mitzvah of Shlomos. And therefore, Chai Yisrael Vizach. So even though a person could do hundreds of mitzvahs, Chabur, scholars, mitzvahs, the thing that's going to be his entrance past the Olam Haba, maybe something he didn't pay so much attention to. Like the Gemara asked, I wanted to know, you master of the Nori Vali Olam Haba, if he has a chiluk on Olam Haba, so he asks him, "Kuli ma'isa kola yatcha?" Do you ever have a ma'isa? He says, "Yeah, I once had a ma'isa." "Kola shi ma'isa?" So they move. They say, "Oh, you know, did you ever have a ma'isa?" No. On the spot, he comes up with a ma'isa. Whole life, he pulled out one ma'isa. That's annoying. What was the ma'isa? Oh, big ma'isa. Tremendous. Saves the world. What happened was that he had stoka, moist stoka, and he got confused with moist purim. And since moist stoka, it's a very complicated halakhish, I had a little koloif, and in order not to get into any of the kulus, he took out from his own pocket, and that was machna, gave all the money to the stalker, and had separate money for his foot. And took the loss. Did such a nice thing, he made. He had definitely been learning problems. The person of the Tana Kodesh Elyon, doing Toyo Koli Mechaya, and the only thing that he has to say, the only thing that he asked him, and until then he asked the question, he's going to go, "How about now? This is this one vice of it. So that's it. That you need a pass." This is the Rambam Sheet. The other Mahachim, the Rambam Sheet. It's that you need a pass to get to the Mahachim. So the Rambam says that this is the one of the Mahachim that you need on this for the Shlomos. The understanding of it, the feet of the Rambam, which explains one nice. There was a particular shleimus in that mice is another discussion. But that's what you see is that there was one mice here that was done, that its mice defined him as a bin of the house. Once you're there, then everything is in terms. This question is, which terms are you judged in? On which world do you belong? What kita? Where are you? Are you a bin of the house? You have been in a Kurdish Bokham Kapas Kharish called Geria? Are you a bin of the house? So, why, I don't want to get into that more, what exactly did he see in this ma'aseh at the time? That's another question. The point was only that there is such an idea that one ma'aseh can keep you over the line. Why? What's the line? Here we're going to hear it in all mitzvahs, in all mitzvahs, but when I was saying it in a basic form of the definition of the person, you need at least one ma'aseh that is v'shleimus, that can define you as a bit of a Muhammad, meaning that you're not a person that's relating and can't restore a relationship to the Vaishnava. You're getting schar as reward. Here, take it and go home. But it's a such a mindset that determines that this person is rowing for that relationship with the Vaishnava called Vegas. And therefore, his schar can be their schar. Just in one line, the reason why it's over there, the thing that you always find in these places, there has to be some self-sacrifice. That's Stam Sirs Nevesh. But the Vekas, where a person puts himself in that center, and puts the Vaishnava center, is where the Vekas takes place. As long as you see yourself as an existence, even as a satellite around the Vaishnava, it's not Vekas. When you see Nasir Tzimir Tzimir, when you are only a Kli, the Vaishnava's outside, at that point you're related to the Sabbath. But the Kholoifin, all mitzvahs that we're going to hear in the Maral, this Mishnah already telling us, all mitzvahs have within them the capability of remakes. Any mitzvah, the kalosh of a kalos, maybe, according to this particular person, according to his particular situation, will be his opportunity for establishing a connection. Because this one mitzvah kala could change the whole organization. Change the whole picture. We'll relate it back to Kitzer, it relates to the Moshe of Chazal. True, once a person is in the real world of Hanukkah, there may again be definitions of kalas and chamuras. And in true, there may be more schar chamuras and kalas. But apple pecan, like the orchard story, it was an apple orchard the king wanted, and therefore he's going to give more schar than apples. But he didn't clarify to the workers that it's an apple orchard. He just said, he wants an apple tree here, and this there, and roses here, and grass there. They told him what to do. He didn't clarify what the whole formula is, so they shouldn't be able to add it up and emphasize that was the greatest level and against the most high. Why? Again, the idea of what it says is because if he did it, they would go after those that give the greatest schar and lose that that has the best schar, and the total picture would be incomplete. What the Torah is telling us over here is that Vegas and Olam Haba are things that relate to Shlemus in particular. In order, it's different than the Rambam's Sahalach, but there's the same basic concepts. So they're all different drachim, like the one that Medina is called Olam Haba, and Medina is called Olam Haschar. The Olam Haschar, and that Olam has doesn't have any of the limitations of any of I can say I did this, I didn't do that, I have the apples that are prepared. In terms of the Vekas, the Rebbein Shalom, just like the Rebbein Shalom, is Shalim, then one of the most defining definitions of Ram Chal Franks in that Hashem, to the level of the Vekas that a person can attain, is to what level of Shalim is relative to himself, right, the person has attained. He must have Shalim. Shalim is in Vekas, put together. Because otherwise the fact that the Rebbein Shalom is a Shalim and that you are Chose, even relative to yourself, right, will in a name will be a barrier, will not allow things. Adarava, when a person attains relative Shalim, relative to himself, even though of course it's still not the Shalim of the Rebbein Shalom, but there is a mocking for the Vegas because the Shalim also means that. This is a Sholem, Chiriku Kamimal, Vaish Hashem is a Sholem, the Vaish Malayim, and therefore they relate to the number of Vegas. The purpose of the mission is teaching us that every Zohar v'mitzvah Kal v'chamura, because a person could never know what in his lifetime, or especially if you go with a person, the Gugulim of all of his past Gugulim, it's very possible that he was only sent into this world, but the last time around, he did a very good job, but he was missing a few kalas. And that is going to, his orchard is missing some, the apples he put in last time. And it's the roses on the side, the garnishings, that were missing. And if he'll miss this time, he'll miss the garnishing. The difference is not going to be the garnishings, this is going to be whether he has Shlemus or not. So therefore, the mission is telling us how these are the mitzvah called Chamura, because we have no Einata Yodea Mat Nishar Shal Mitzvahs. True, Kala should bring Kala, Chamura will bring Chamura, but since all of it has to define itself through the definitions of the Matnos of the Rebbein Shalom, he wants to give us his Matan Nishar, Dahinu Shar in his terms. And that can only be delivered through the process of the Vegas. And the process of the Vegas itself, although we can know some of the rules that go in here for it, but we can never know, we never have available to us the simple definitions that this Maisa will bring this amount of Vegas, and this Maisa will be an amount of Vegas. And therefore the Mishnah is telling you, always have these lines. This is very simplified, and I said before, I apologize, it's not complete learning of the Mishnah. In fact, let's do our April Shilvina Magaz, understand the English of the Rebbe's teaching us here, to try to raise our understanding, our basic understanding of Scharis. I know it was very clear, it was very short, there's a discussion today, very unclear, very short, there's a solid understanding of Scharis, which would take properly done much greater discussion. But I found it unavoidable to have an understanding of this mission throughout the years, to give a bit of understanding, to know which direction you're heading, which is really Rebbe's lesson. You don't have to know all the answers. We were not given a world where we have all the answers. Generally, we know very few answers. The Torah tells us how to live our life, and you have to be sent in a direction. Like the unfortunate side, even doesn't explain this. The Rabbi Shalom has a whole Sabbath. The Rabbi Shalom has many workers. And there are some of his avodah that are giving the job of polishing the crown jewels. And there are some avodah that have to take care of the sanitation, crowns and palace. So too, there are some people who are given tremendous opportunities, the avodah Hashem in Torah, and in a few Lomois, they seem to have it. I have all the advantages. Another fellow who was born didn't have such a great cup, didn't become such a chosher mishpacha, and had difficulties with parnasa, and life was always not exactly the way he was going. There was always problems. A person gets discouraged. A person can feel that he's not important. He can feel that he doesn't have a chance. He can't make it. The mindless, the madrigas, the motion demands of us, the greatness that drives us to come to him. I can't make it through the day, I can barely hear. A person's life is full of sorrows, a person's life is full of misgivings. A person can feel that he's not shy to the real world. This is still teaching us, you don't know the cheshbonos. You don't know the cheshbonos. It's very possible. Each person.